I would hate to say what the solution is. But as we will see later, for this very reason, many great rabbis were much more willing to deal with repression and openly anti-Semitic societies than with freedom and liberal societies. Because freedom and liberal societies almost always meant a road, a greased slide to assimilation from which there was no way to turn. I'll talk about it at greater length, but let me give you an example. In 1812, Napoleon Bonaparte, in a fit of madness, invaded Russia. And he went all the way to Moscow. Moscow burned. And then the Battle of Borodino, he was defeated. He ran out of soldiers. He ran out of supplies. He ran out of summer. That's really what he ran out of. And he retreated. And that was the beginning of the end. When Napoleon came to Russia, and when he came to Poland, the Jews were of mixed emotions. On one hand, I don't think you could get a minion together that really was in favor of the Tsar. He was a rabid anti-Semite, and Jewish life was just awful, as I'm going to discuss in the next few lectures. Just awful in every respect imaginable. Terrible infant mortality rate, an infant mortality rate of at least 40%. There was no family in Europe that did not have children that didn't survive to their fifth birthday. It was, that was like a miracle that if a person had children that survived, every child. You're talking about poverty, an unemployment rate of 40 to 50%. You're talking about no shoes, no food, no windows, no homes. You know, the people talk about the shtetl. They're looking for zero mastel. That isn't the way it was. It was awful. So it was hard to have a very positive feeling towards Russia and towards the Tsar. My uncle, Olav Sholem, always used to tell a story that in his little town outside Slutsk, when the Tsar Alexander III was blown to smithereens, so he lingered for a day or two before he died. So the priest, the Russian Orthodox priest, came with the police to the shul, and they gathered all the Jews in town. They said, "We have to say Tehillim for the Tsar." And they looked for a volunteer to lead the prayers. And there was not too much of a movement to lead it. So finally they picked one little Jew and he went up there and he said the following two verses: Lamakem Elohim Gdolim Kilolam Chazdo, Vayarog Melochim Adirim Kilolam Chazdo. Those were the two psukim that he said. The verses that describe how God smites down great kings. It's the Tsar Murray. So the Jews were in a dilemma. Who should they back? Napoleon, who was their natural favorite, especially since, as we'll see later, Napoleon gave rights to the Jews and he had a Sanhedrin, and at least he talked a good game. And France was liberty, equality, fraternity. Or at the back, Russia. And almost without exception, all the great Hasidic rebbeim of the time backed Russia. The Tsar, with all of his iniquities. Because they said that if France wins, if Napoleon wins, the Jewish people will be destroyed. The assimilation that will come with French control will destroy the Jewish people in Eastern Europe. Now, I'm not here to plead the case either way. I only want to tell you the point so that you understand.